Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today I have a special guest and somebody I'm pretty excited about. About a month or so ago, maybe it was more, who knows? Time flies when you're not having fun. But I got to see the movie Frankenskies. And I have to tell you, folks, I've interviewed pretty much everybody on chemtrails in the past 20 years. Everyone from Cliff Carnicom of the Carnicom Institute, Michael Murphy, Will Thomas out of Canada, David Icke, so many people, including the congresswoman in Arizona years ago, who was fighting against chemtrails, who actually wanted to stop them spraying the skies here. Well, obviously her career didn't go well after that. But today I'm going to talk to the producer of Frankenskies, Matt Landman. And Matt's got an interesting background. He grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., studied business and marketing management, and then he moved to California where he worked in finance and studied film, and he got a master's degree in business administration. But after all this, he left the corporate world to be an organic pharma, where he unknowingly had started his career as an activist. He worked outdoors. Of course, he was dependent upon the elements. He witnessed weather engineering in Northern California as they were suffering from the man-made drought. And then he realized the weather was being manipulated by atmospheric aerosol dispersal. And that changed his life forever. And that's how he became an activist. He's also hosted the first annual Global Chemtrail Summit in Vancouver, Canada in May of 2016. Again in May of 2017. And coming up in May of 2018, he's hosting the third annual Global Chemtrail Summit in Tucson, Arizona, since this is where the public launch of solar geoengineering seems to be. And as I've said, since the 90s, for whatever reason, Phoenix is the heaviest sprayed city in the country. So I'm very happy and proud to have Matt with me. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. You know, sometimes I feel all alone in this. You know, I don't know how many times I tell people, you know, as I walk through town, look up. What's this crap they're spraying in the sky while everybody's sick with some sort of breathing disease? So it was really amazing to watch your film because, as you heard me say, Matt, I've interviewed some of the best people on my show on chemtrails. And just when I think there's nothing new I can learn, I watched your movie. And I was blown away in the first 5 minutes of it.
Well, thanks. I think it's definitely a must-see, especially for people that are new to the topic. More importantly, though, it's inspiring and empowering as a tool for people that have been awake for a while and have been trying to convince their friends and family that something is going on. When you're trying to convince these people and they know you, it's not that easy. But if you have this tool, just like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink, it's just like that. You have this tool now, this resource. And when you can show this film to your friends and family and peers and lead them to water, then they can wake up for themselves and it's not just you.
Right, exactly. But, you know, unfortunately, people are so lazy, they don't even want to sit down and watch a film. But I can tell anyone listening to this show, this film will grab your attention from the get-go. And like I said, I thought I was very knowledgeable as far as chemtrails. And when your movie starts out showing all these projects involving chemtrails that began in 1923, I was like, wait a minute, there's something new. And you take it through all the different projects like Cirrus and Cumulus and Skyfire, which goes all the way through the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. And, you know, you look at the skies now and you can see that they certainly haven't slowed it down. And I keep reminding people, this is not vitamins that they're spraying on us.
Well, when faced with a program so vast, it's really easy for people to build this gigantic brick wall of cognitive dissonance and to say to themselves, well, that couldn't be happening. Well, when you see the film, or even the first 10 minutes of the film, and you realize that there's a historical timeline, a literal chronology of events, the film displays it. Just, it's so important to see the timeline so that people can sink their teeth into it. So once you've seen the timeline and the chronology of it all, then you can see how we got to where we're at now.
Exactly. And when you look at, you know, you showed those floods in England in the 1940s, and you talked about, you know, the tornado and the damage in Florida, you know, and you look at all these supposed hurricanes, mudslides, fires, everything else going on, it presents quite an ugly picture.
Well, ain't that the truth? One thing that people don't know is during the Vietnam War, weather was turned into a weapon. It was called Project Popeye. The Ho Chi Minh Trail was flooded. What the U.S. Air Force learned during their research was the best way to seed clouds, to make clouds flood rain, was to use frozen carbon dioxide, dry ice. So all the while they're using dry ice to manipulate the weather and putting dry ice into the atmosphere, this is CO2, and then they're blaming the world, saying that our carbon emissions are what are causing the problem. After the U.S. Air Force weaponized the weather in Vietnam, there were international treaties that all of the powers of the world signed saying that they could not use weather as a war weapon. Well, there was a caveat in these treaties saying that you could actually use weather as a weapon against your own populace, just not against other countries.
Isn't that special? You know, I listen, I've always said, and I use the expression often, the only thing I trust the government to do is kill us all. And I know that's hard for people to realize. You know, you try to talk to them about 9/11 and you know, different inside jobs, you know, everything from the Kennedy assassination to now. And then you come up with chemtrails and they still have that deer in the headlight look. Why is it that people want to believe that their government actually cares about them?
Well, the one problem that we're facing is the terminology. The military-industrial complex, combined with control media, they've done a really good job at turning people against themselves. The term chemtrails has been glorified as and demonized as this conspiratorial term. Okay, the CIA even hired Plant to use this word and to act crazy. Okay, so you've got these CIA plants screaming, they're killing us all, pointing at the skies, but then you've got scientists saying we've got geoengineering is going to save the planet. The two words are exactly the same. In my research, I ended up finding out that those two words are the control of the narrative. You've got one side of the coin saying chemtrails are crazy and people who use this word are conspiratorial and completely insane. Even the word conspiracy theory, that word was coined through Operation Mockingbird right after the JFK assassination to demonize anybody who was going against the official narrative. Okay, so while we're here arguing over terminology and one side of the coin is using the word geoengineering, and they're being glorified as scientists that are going to save the planet. And then other people are using the word chemtrail because it's a more all-encompassing term that includes the biological research and the lithium being sprayed and the weather modification and the solar dimming and all these other things that are happening every day on Earth. All these other terms were slipping through the cracks. And so while we are here in this duality, in this polarized argument, the powers that be through the Department of Energy, for instance, they created the Tropospheric Aerosol Program in 2001, a very revealing document. If you know the search terms to look up, in this 99-page document of 2001, the word chemtrail and the word geoengineering is not included in the entire document. But what is included is the entire budget for the chemtrails program. The entire agenda is laid out in this document called the Tropospheric Aerosol Program through the Department of Energy. Also, NASA has the CARE program, C-A-R-E. Well, you think CARE would be something pretty nice. It's actually very nefarious. It stands for Charged Aerosol Release Experiment, where they make fake clouds, not pollutant, radioactive, ionized clouds, by administering and mixing different chemicals in the atmosphere. They use barium, strontium, aluminum to create these fake clouds to, quote, use the atmosphere as a laboratory. The CIA refers to it as stratospheric aerosol injection, also referred to as solar radiation management. And the terms go on and on and on. So while we're here in this polarized debate, all these research papers and all these globalists are meeting to figure out ways to govern and to launch full-scale deployment, because their goal is to completely control not just our air, but our sunlight.
Right. Well, and then you have the other effect of all these chemicals falling down and destroying the soil and, you know, affecting the trees. You know, I've talked to firefighters who say that it's harder to fight fires today because of the chemtrails, because they know the trees are covered with chemicals.
Well, that is a fact. And the primary solar geoengineer by the name of David W. Keith, this guy is a Harvard professor. Okay, that's all he is. But somehow he's become the voice of this geoengineering debacle, and he is in charge of an experiment that's being launched in Tucson to normalize and launch chemtrails. He's also part of this Royal Society, which has the patents on geoengineering. So as geoengineering becomes more common and more federal funding goes towards geoengineering, he's the one making money off of it. Mm-hmm. So he came out with a paper, or various papers, but his recent paper, Stratospheric Solar Geoengineering Without Ozone Loss, in his paper, he claims that they do not know how these gases that they're putting up in the atmosphere, how they interact with the other gases. He also claims that he does not know the gas solid transfer rate of what's being sprayed. So in layman's terms, he and his research team, they do not know how much of what they spray falls to the ground and how much stays in the atmosphere. So they're literally using the atmosphere as a laboratory, and as they spray these barium salts and these aluminum oxides in the atmosphere, a lot of them fall down to ground level. Not only are we breathing them and being subject to Alzheimer's and dementia, but the bees are being affected and it's causing the colony collapse disorder. The soil is becoming alkalinized, which creates a toxic environment for the plant where they can't uptake proper amounts of water. When there's so much aluminum in the soil, when the trees try to uptake the water, they can't uptake it properly. And you end up with trees that are combustible and are subject to extreme fire, prone to more forest fires. And not just that, but everything is dying from this. Everything on Earth, there's biosphere collapses because of the, quote, research that's going on. So imagine if they get their way and they launch the full-scale deployment, which they've termed a Mount Pinatubo effect. Mount Pinatubo was a volcanic eruption in 1991 in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It shrouded the entire Earth with sulfuric dust. Scientists claim that so much dust got in the atmosphere that it dimmed the sunlight and that the global mean temperature declined 1 degree Celsius. So they want to mimic a volcanic eruption, shroud the entire Earth with their experimental haze, which officially they're still experimenting on what's best, but we know that it's aluminum and different nanoparticulate metallics. So once they've done that, then they will claim that it has dimmed the sunlight and that they're protecting us from escalated climate change and global warming.
All right, but right now we happen to be in a period of solar dimming, and we have a better chance of moving to another ice age than we do to global warming. So it's like everything they tell us is an inversion of the truth. But watching your movie, you know, there were so many great points in there. And at one point you talk about the 12 new clouds that all of a sudden, you know, listen, I'm almost 70 years old and I never knew that they could just all of a sudden discover new clouds. Okay, I remember when the sky was always clear. But one of the clouds is called Homo mutatus, and you say that it translates man-made, but I looked at that and saw it as mutating man. Because I've been saying for a long time, you know, with all the chemicals they're spraying on us and in our food and everywhere else, it's almost like when you look at their AI agenda, that the only people that can survive are people that will be able to mutate.
Well, I will be talking about this in my next film. So Frankenskies is an introductory piece, okay? As much as I would love to make the film 5 hours long and include the transhumanism, AI agenda, and get into frequency control and synthetic biology, I didn't want to overwhelm people, and I didn't want to make the film too long, and I didn't want to scare anybody off. So Frankenskies is that perfect introductory piece that you literally can't watch and still be a denier. It is so packed with facts. The historical archives, chronological footage is undeniable. The Lyndon B. Johnson and JFK speeches talking about owning the weather, controlling the weather, is undeniable. Okay? But yes, then we, in the sequel, I'm going to dive right into frequency manipulation, smart meters, the 5G smart grid, synthetic biology, more gallons disease, and the AI agenda.
Right.
And yes, you're completely right. The aerosol spraying, it has so many layered components, and one of them is the alteration, I believe, of human DNA. I believe that there is an agenda to basically turn humanity into cyborgs, where so that we can be completely controlled and not have an elevation of consciousness or an ascension or whatever it is that humanity, whatever our destiny is meant to be,
right.
It seems that our destiny is being hijacked. Okay, I can't predict the future. I don't know what humanity's just destiny is, but I do know that these nefarious characters are trying to completely control us and control our destiny by altering our DNA, by altering our environment, and making everything toxic and basically transforming us into something different.
Right. Well, you know, what's interesting, there's another new TV series on Netflix. I forget the whole name of it, but it's Carbon something or other. I've been watching that, Electric Dreams, X-Files. I mean, all these TV shows suddenly are all about the same topic. Locking up your consciousness in another vehicle. And I don't know if you've noticed it, but they surely seem to be letting us know what it is that they're doing in the form of entertainment. But it's all about, you know, trapping your consciousness here, you know, moving into this AI creation of part human, part machine. I mean, they're very clear, you know, Hollywood's always pretty much told us what they're doing to us, but people just look at this stuff as entertainment. I don't know if you've noticed that, Matt.
I have, and it is quite disturbing. It is part of the predictive programming. If you saw the film Geostorm, which I heard was quite bad, I couldn't stomach even watching it, but these films, and along with these theories that talk about, like you said, transfer of consciousness, or this AI control of the weather, all of it is a predictive programming. So social engineering is actually very easy when you control the media. You control the media, you control the minds of the people, you control the minds of the people, and you can literally tweak the direction of our progress, of humanity's destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And in the predictive programming, agenda-pushing program, what they do is they give you this dystopian future. And then if it happens in real life or some variation thereof, the people are less prone to being upset about it or to rejecting it because they've already been programmed to it being okay.
Right. Right. Everything is virtual reality. You know, I even watched one, I think it was on one of the Electric Dreams, where they actually took this person's consciousness and put it in a teddy bear. So here you have this person's consciousness trapped in a teddy bear forever. And I talked to some young people. They happen to think it's a good idea. And I said, but what about your soul? I don't want my soul trapped in this reality forever because they put a lock on my consciousness.
I think that the kids, the youth right now, there's definitely a portion of the youth that's waking up and realizing that there's a nefarious agenda at hand. But a lot of them are very much manipulated. These are children that are growing up with frequency control devices in their pocket, They're growing up with the programming, the propaganda machine. It is so in control of so many people's lives, and they don't realize it. Disney, for instance, if you are 15 years old now and you grew up watching Disney, Disney has been completely attacking children for a couple of decades now. I even witnessed a six-year-old who I'm friends with, and she got her hands on a Disney video. And her parents were okay with her watching it over and over and over because they had a really busy weekend. The child regressed 2 years from just watching a Disney film over and over for the weekend. And all of a sudden, she had lost her hand-eye coordination. She was literally acting like a little baby again. Not to mention all the sexual innuendos and all of the conditioning and brainwashing that goes on. Literally, there's subconscious programming that is attacking our children in these films. So if you grow up in a generation of this, and then you're subject to the propaganda machine that's telling you about the polarized this and that, how to think, and that transferring your consciousness is okay, and that Elon Musk is a cool guy, and that this Neuralink biofilm that you put in your brain, and then you can telepathically communicate with people, and who needs to have their own memories? Let's store them on the cloud, and don't you want to live forever, and don't you want to go to Mars? All of this is part of this program to condition people into becoming cyborgs.
Right, right. Well, you know, when you looked, when I was watching your film, which I watched again last night, and I saw the weathermen and women on TV selling people the new clouds and the new terminology of the clouds, you know, I wanted to laugh if it wasn't so scary. And I was like, wow, look at how the media is selling this bullshit to people when it's very clear each one of the new clouds is the chemtrail messes in the sky. But I'm sure a lot of people watching just say, wow, look at this, new clouds. That's like all of a sudden we have a new sun.
Oh, wow, that's a whole nother show. So the clouds, it is very insulting, the degree to which they control the mass consciousness through the media is just offensive. There's a quote that I like to rattle off from time to time. You can either take authority as the truth, or you can take truth as the authority. The choice is yours, okay? There has been a complete and total attack on discernment over the past couple years. The propaganda machine has become so well-oiled that our discernment is under attack. Anytime there's something in the news that is truth, if you look it up, there is the exact opposite polarized argument unleashed by the media so that people, especially the youth, they don't know what's what. When I do my grassroots activism and I'm going around passing out flyers, I can literally connect with almost anybody on the street. But the youth, when I try to talk to them about any of these issues that I deem important, they say this. They say, oh, I've heard a lot of things about that. And I talk to them about 9/11. Oh, well, don't you know 9/11 was an inside job or you know, this and that, you know, trying to get them to break out of their mental paradigm of this mental construct of cognitive dissonance, to think that something could be going on, to think that maybe the media isn't trusted. And they say, well, I wasn't there, and I've heard a lot of things about that. And I say, well, what do you mean? And they go, well, if you look up 9/11, there's one thing saying one thing, and then something saying the exact opposite. It's totally polarized, and there's duality right there in your face. And it's a bombardment of duality. So if you are looking to discern, and you're a young person, how can you pick a side if both of the sides seem credible and if both of the sides are saying the exact opposite?
Right.
Literally, there's no way for them to make up their mind, especially if they, especially something so big. And it, to activate someone, becoming an activist, to get passionate about something, to devote their life to something, especially in the face of their peers and the scrutiny of their friends and family, it's not going to happen when they can't even discern anymore. This fake news, which is actually fake news, the propaganda machine has totally warped the minds of the people so that they have no choice but to not think for themselves,
right,
and to take what the media says as fact. So when the media says, oh, we're doing a reality show, whoever has the most robotic implants are going to be the ones that are allowed to go to Mars, okay? Then all of a sudden, that's cool to get implants to go to Mars. Well, guess what? They're going to put an implant in your brain saying that you went to Mars, first of all.
Right.
And secondly, giving your soul away to some robotic dystopian reality, that is not the way humanity is supposed to go. People are so, they're losing, they're becoming disconnected to the real world.
Well, yeah, and this, right, and look at how they're seducing people into virtual reality, seducing people into getting microchipped, seducing people into, oh, you can have a computer on your arm, you won't even need your phone. And a lot of young people today, and when I talk about young, I'm talking about not just teenagers, people up into their 30s no longer have computers. Everything is their phone. So I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a computer? You know, to me, that's like, well, how am I going to send you this document? What are you going to do with it? So, you know, they so easily got seduced. But I think one of the scariest mentions in your film were how many young people are getting dementia in their 30s. You know, I don't remember who it was, but about a month or two ago in the list of the ever dying, I believe somebody famous had died, and they said that person had had dementia since he was 50 years old. And I was like, what? You know, when I was a kid, first of all, I don't remember hardly anybody ever having dementia. Okay, no matter how old anybody's grandmother or grandfather was. You know, maybe one in a blue moon. But to see that people this young are getting dementia and not making the connections to the chemicals they're spraying on us every day is kind of crazy.
Well, dementia comes from aluminum, and we are being bombarded with aluminum. It's in our deodorant. It's in some of our food. It's in the air that we breathe, and it's in every single vaccination. But part of the agenda, which is so important for people to grasp, is the interconnection with fluoride, okay? There's fluoride in the tap water. There's fluoride in a lot of teas and kombuchas and what have you that you get at the store.
Right.
There's also fluoride in people's toothpaste. Now, fluoride is a neurotoxin, and it has the ability to cross right past your blood-brain barrier, to go straight to your brain. Well, aluminum can't go straight to your brain, but if you have fluoride and aluminum in your system, the aluminum attaches to the fluoride, the fluoride escorts the aluminum to your brain, passes the blood-brain barrier, and the aluminum and the fluoride bond, they have a chemical reaction in your brain and have these little small explosions, basically, to create a new chemical when the aluminum and the fluoride mix. And this is what's causing dementia. This is what's causing Alzheimer's. And in my film, I touch upon that in the United Kingdom, the number one cause of death now is dementia. Okay? This is skyrocketing. the normal cause of death are, right, you know, heart disease and cancer and stuff like that. For dementia to be the number one cause of death,
all right,
it's a very staggering thing that needs to be researched and approached from a very discerning, logical manner.
Right, and you also look at the uptick in how many children get autism today. You know, when I was a kid, no one had autism, okay? I can honestly say I don't remember ever from, you know, kindergarten through high school, knowing of anybody that had autism, okay? The only person that came close was when I was almost 30, a brain-damaged child that had autism. But she had a good reason, you know. She fell out of her high chair onto a concrete floor. And, you know, so it was understandable. Listen, Matt, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us. Matt Lamman and I will be right back. Hi, Maria here, and I have a message due to the pressure of the times we're living in. I'm calling on all students and millennials to get the education they need to fight the fascism taking over our world. I've made a special subscription offer for students and for seniors on a limited budget. For just $9.99 a month, you can subscribe and get that education. Over 500 hours of real education that's necessary to understand the world, the problems, and the solutions. Remember, knowledge is power. Together, you can change the world, but to do so, you must be informed of what's really going on and have real facts to support you in your endeavors. It's time for all the grandmothers to take a stand and teach the younger generation what their life could be and how to get there. Help me help you. One person cannot do it alone, and the guidance you seek is right here at www.maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Your generation is the generation we've been waiting for, so let me help you. Thanks for listening. Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking with Matt Landman, the producer of Franken Skies. You can see it at frankenskiesthemovie.com. You can see it on YouTube. You can also check out some of his other pages, actualactivist.com and stopgeoengineeringtucson.com. This event you're doing in Tucson, when is it and how can people participate?
Thank you so much for asking. So the event is the third annual conference to stop geoengineering, otherwise referred to as the third annual Global Chemtrail Summit. It is on May 12th, okay? And it's very much important that anybody who can be involved is involved. I've launched a crowdfund to raise enough money to make this event the best it can possibly be. The crowdfund is gofundme.com/stopgeoengineering. You can easily find it. It is on May 12th. It's at the University of Arizona, and it is at the Gallagher Theater. Okay, so what the event is meant to do is to bring awareness and scrutiny and hopefully transparency to an experiment that's being launched by the primary solar geoengineer, David Keith. So David Keith is this character that gets all of his funding from Bill Gates. And if you know anything about Bill Gates, he's a globalist and he wants to decrease the population on Earth. Okay. So David Keith is looking to normalize and legitimize the geoengineering / chemtrails program. Okay. So this has been going on for decades. If you watch my film, you'll see that they've been building up to this moment since the 20s. Since 1920. Mm-hmm. But most importantly is that the agenda is as follows. David Keith is going to have an experiment in Tucson, Arizona this year, 2018. His experiment will go up in a balloon and spray different particles in the atmosphere to try to dim the sun. Well, Tucson is in the desert, and I have this feeling that David Keith is going to do this experiment at the end of the summer, so he'll be up there spraying these particles in front of the sun while it's 120 degrees in the desert of Tucson. So if he's able to decrease the temperature for the city of Tucson from 120 degrees to 100 degrees, then the media will spin it and he'll look like a hero because, you know, it wasn't as hot as it was.
Right.
So he claims that he's going to try to spray diamond dust in the atmosphere. Well, we all know diamonds are expensive, and they're not going to shroud the entire planet with diamond dust. Then he's going to try sulfur. Well, they've already done research on sulfur, and sulfur globs up and falls to the ground. It doesn't stick in the atmosphere. Then he claims he's going to try spraying aluminum oxide. Well, from our research and the whistleblowers and all this other information, if you watch the film Frankenstein's Guys, you'll know that they've been spraying aluminum.
Right.
But that aside, he's going to try to spray aluminum in the atmosphere to block the sun, to dim the sunlight. And if successful, which we know it will be because they've been researching it for decades to make sure that this experiment will be successful, if he is successful in blocking the sun over Tucson, then they will launch the plan is to launch full-scale deployment. David Keith says his research won't work unless they use it on the entire planet all at once. So they will learn that aluminum works, and they want to then go ahead and spray aluminum all over the planet all at once to block out our sun. So the point of the event is to bring awareness to it and to give the world an opportunity to tell the world that we do not consent and that we demand unbiased media coverage. So the event's on May 12th in Tucson, Arizona. You can find more information at stopgeoengineeringtucson.com. More importantly, after the event, we're going to have a good old-fashioned protest. We're going to go to the Tucson media. We're going to have signs that say we do not consent to solar geoengineering. We're going to have signs that say we demand unbiased media coverage. And we will be heard, and we will make an impact, because if we don't, this is going to go down in history as a good thing that David Keith, the hero, blocked out our sun to save us from global warming, and that they're going to launch full-scale deployment to block out our sun.
Right. Gee, what could go wrong when man tries to control nature? Well, you know, it's interesting. You may not know, but Bill Gates is actually going to create the first smart city in Phoenix, Arizona, a stone's throw from the nuclear power plant.
Wow.
So it's interesting. So it's interesting that both these things are going on at the same time. And for whatever reason, Arizona seems to be one of their favorite spots to try all this madness out on.
Well, also, Arizona is the first state to launch 5G technology statewide. And if anybody doesn't know about 5G, it's actually very pertinent information that you learn about this, especially for your children. So 5G is the fifth generation of cell phone technology, but what it's doing is it's utilizing microwave technology. The waves that 5G works with are extremely smaller compared to 4G and 3G and any other cell phone technology. They're actually so small that they're 1 millimeter in size, okay? And what these waves do is they bifurcate cells, they split up cells, they cause cancer. And more importantly, is they really affect babies and fetuses. When mothers have children growing in their tummies, the babies are affected so much that those babies will not have eggs, they will not be able to have children. So we're looking at a dystopian future if we let this 5G roll out, where all of our phones will actually be small cell towers and we'll be exposed to so much microwave EMF radiation that people will have shorter lifespans and the next generation of children won't be able to have children.
Right. Well, I think it was the Amazon robots that said in the future the only children will be robot babies. So, you know, when you talk to people about these things, you talk about HAARP, you talk about chemtrails, you talk about 5G, how all this stuff works together to make the perfect storm. You have to really be very careful how you talk to people, because I can see how it could be overwhelming to someone who hasn't even noticed the chemtrails yet.
Well, yeah, I try to be really gentle with people. When I'm doing the grassroots activism and I'm passing out flyers, I talk to each person differently. It's become a blessing and a curse that it's being launched officially and that we have all these new cloud names that are actually pretty insulting if you have any common sense whatsoever.
Right.
But if you really want to talk to someone about it, all you have to say is that there is an experiment going on where the atmosphere is going to be used as a laboratory and that there will be a decline in air quality, and ask people, do they consent to a decline in air quality?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I have to tell you that I wonder more on the few days that they're not spraying. Why aren't they spraying today? Because you get so used to it. But people have to realize it would be very easy for them to slip a biological weapon into these chemtrails, because most people still don't notice the chemtrails. Like when they do all that spraying, I think they were spraying some kind of Monsanto death spray on crops or something. I believe it might have been California. And I mean, most people didn't know that they were spraying the skies for that.
No, and they have worked in all sorts of neurotoxins into their aerosol without public consent. For instance, when the Zika virus hoax started to really gain momentum, the entire state of Florida was sprayed with this neurotoxin called NALED, N-A-L-E-D. This neurotoxin, if breathed by humans, can cause immediate brain damage, okay? So, and then the media said just to stay indoors. Well, not everybody got that message, and staying indoors doesn't save you from aerosol.
Of course not.
So there's this process of truth awakening that really needs to happen on Earth. I describe truth as a frequency. Once you start resonating on the frequency of truth, all these other truths become self-evident. And it's really up to us to share these truths with our peers to help them resonate with truth so that we can share it with the rest of the world. Because ultimately, we're running out of time up against an agenda that wants to turn everybody into a hive mentality cyborg population.
All right. Well, it's a combination of 1984 and Brave New World. And unfortunately, people are signing up for their own slavery.
Isn't that the truth?
I mean, for me, you know, I was just lucky the day that the electric company came to my house to put in a smart meter. I happened to be home. And I gave them a million reasons, which I'm sure you know, of why I didn't want it. The person with the electric company agreed with every point I made of the dangers of the smart meter. And I was able to not have it installed, and I have to pay $5 more a month not to have it, which I'm happy to pay. But when you talk to other people about it, you know, they just think the word smart means it's better. And I said, you know, anything that says smart in front of it means it's going to smart. But people don't remember that the word smart also meant hurt back in the day before we had a vocabulary of 700 words. So, you know, even at the gym, you know, when people want your fingerprints now, oh, it's easier. We'll just fingerprint you for a membership. And I was like, who are you, Interpol? And I gave those kids an education because, you know, people just think this is for their convenience, but they don't get what they sell as your convenience is going to be your final prison.
Isn't that the truth? And good for you with the smart meter. I moved into a house in Sedona, Arizona that had the smart meter. And I got a microwave meter from Germany. And what I did was I put the meter up to the smart meter or within range, and it was giving off enough harmful radiation to put the meter off the charts. The smart meter was emitting microwaves that could be pulsed 30 miles.
Right.
Okay. And this is just outside my bedroom window. So I went online, I did some research, and I ordered off of Amazon a stainless steel mesh smart meter guard. I put the guard over the meter and connected it to a grounding wire, okay? Now I put the radiation meter, and I don't have any radiation coming off the smart meter, okay? The microwaves are fizzled, they don't interact with my brain, my heart, or anything. Before, I was getting heart palpitations from my smart meter. Now, the funniest thing about it, I haven't heard from the power company. I still get my power bills just the same. So whereas the power company says that they have to have the smart meter pulsing microwave frequencies every 7 seconds to their station so that they can know how much electricity I've used, well, they still seem to know how much electricity I'm using, even with the guard on the meter. So I encourage people to either opt out, don't have the smart meter at all, or find ways to protect yourself from it, like getting the wireless, the stainless steel wire mesh on your smart meter, because these things are way more harmful than you realize. It's literally a quiet war against you.
Right. Well, you know, you have the same thing, you know, a couple of weeks ago, my old TV finally took a dump, and I started looking for a TV to replace it that isn't a smart TV. And that's a very difficult thing to do, okay? I only found two. Think about Amazon and how many thousands of pages they have on TVs. There were only two that were not smart TVs. So you're forced, you know, you have to be aware when you have to replace your appliances and whatnot. You're forced to hope that you can find the appliance that doesn't have the smart aspect to it.
Well, with the 5G rollout, this Internet of Things, they're calling it, they want the refrigerator, the dishwasher, the washing machine, even your answering machine to be part of this 5G network. With this radio frequency EMF meter that I have, I've witnessed new generation answering machines giving off toxic radiation. People need to be aware of these microwave frequencies that actually disrupt your heart, your brain. Everything is frequency, okay? And that's the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is these frequencies are invisible, so you tend to ignore them. But our bodies, our heart has a frequency, our different organs have a frequency, our brain has a frequency, and we harmonize at a frequency. There's actually a frequency at Earth that we harmonize with, the Schumann resonance. But all of these microwaves that are pulsing in the same frequency range that we operate in, they're disrupting our frequencies. They're making it so that our melatonin levels are being disrupted, our serotonin levels are being disrupted, our circadian rhythm is being disrupted, and it's causing cancer.
Right, cancer and so many other diseases, you know. But when you have a government who said, like, forever, I think it was the Air Force that actually said their goal was to control the weather by 2025, to use it as a force multiplier for war. So it doesn't matter how many treaties we sign. I mean, our presidents make it very clear we don't stick by any treaties anyway. We still do what we want. But think about, you know, think about California. I mean, here we are in Arizona and we're having no winter, zero winter. Okay. No rain, no snow. We had one snow. I don't know if you were in town for that or not, Matt. We had one snow. It was melted the day after. We haven't had a drop of rain in months, and we're having springtime temperatures in the mountain where we should be having winter in February.
I have witnessed it, and also the manipulation that's going on in California is quite daunting. If you can superheat the ionosphere and create high-pressure bubbles, you can steer jet streams and you can cause drought, and that is exactly what's happening in California. California altogether is one big research experiment right now with the mandatory vaccine and mm-hmm. the geoengineering and the directed energy weapon causing, quote-unquote, irregular forest fires in Santa Rosa, California, and even Ventura. The whole state has become one big science experiment, and it's not going to end pretty.
No, and I agree. And I think the fact that this particular administration is so anti-California and vice versa, that I believe a lot of what's going on in California is deliberate. So you're not talking to somebody who's going to argue that with you. But you know, I want to go back to where you talk about controlling the jet stream, because you have that in the film also. I'm going to tell you that it has to be close to 30 years ago. Okay, I saw you in video. You look like a pretty young guy. So I don't even know if you were alive 30 years ago. But one of my girlfriends in New York, her son was the captain of a merchant marine ship, and he traveled a lot through the Middle East and different places, and he would always talk to his mom about what was going on, and she was always worried about him because he did go through some dangerous places. But he told her close to 30 years ago that the jet stream had reversed and that they had to draw up all new maps and charts in order to navigate the waters. Now, I'm not a scientist, yes. But I know your weather depends on the jet stream.
That is true. When they first started researching with the HAARP facility in Alaska, the HAARP, which is the Highly Active Auroral Research Program, this is Tesla technology. So Tesla's research was taken by the military and weaponized and not given to the people. If it was given to the people, we would have free energy right now.
Right.
And what it is, what they utilized was the ability to use an antenna array, an array of antennas on the ground that can be focused on a focal point in the atmosphere where they can superheat a portion of the atmosphere. Well, think about it. If you can superheat a portion of the atmosphere, the high pressure will build because heat rises and the air below it will go up to the superheated portion of the atmosphere. And with nanoparticulate metallics through the chemtrails program, when they're administered, you can superheat it even easier. Well, they've simplified this technology and created these mobile stations called ionosphere heaters and NEXRAD and this and that. And what they're able to do is the jet stream traditionally comes across the Pacific Ocean and runs west to east across the transcontinental United States. Well, when they created their first gigantic high-pressure bubble off of the coast of California, anticipating that the jet stream would go and steer its way around it, the jet stream faced a wall of high pressure, and it actually reversed. It went the other direction, and it could have caused complete like biosphere collapse if they continued to do it that way. So there was a portion where the jet stream actually reversed its direction, and that news footage is actually in my film Frankenskies. So that's actually a really daunting portion of the weather engineering agenda. But now that they've manipulated the frequencies so well, they can actually manipulate the frequencies at ground level and basically control the minds of the populace.
Right, the real zombie apocalypse. You know, people talk about it, but I think it's already happening.
It's true. They have patents on doing it, and the more metallics that they can get us to breathe in, the more subjected and easily manipulated we are through frequency.
Right. Well, it's, you know, and I, you know, listen, you talked earlier about young people, you know, especially people born after 9/11, you know, they live in a dystopian world as far as I'm concerned, compared to the America I grew up in the 50s and 60s. So it's a little harder to reach them. But at the same time, I do have a lot of young people I know that are aware. And, you know, I'm counting on the millennials that reject the system into becoming more like you, you know, getting out there, becoming activists before they find themselves truly living in, you know, a copy of The Hunger Games, which isn't a future I want for my grandchildren.
Well, as the youth continues to wake up, they'll have no choice but to react and to try to be the change that they want to see in the world, because nobody wants this dystopian reality to continue on the trajectory that it's going.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, how close are you to your sequel? Because I'll be very curious to see it.
I'd like to have it done by next year. I'm actually interviewing the Clifford Carnicom. You said you've had him on the air before. I'm interviewing him in the near future.
Right.
Within the next couple of weeks, I'm interviewing him. And I've got these other interviews set up. The most important aspect of the entire film is going to be not just describing the frequency manipulation and the mind control en masse, but also I want to be able to empower people with not just the truth, but information on how to protect themselves and embrace the truth and be able to not just feel like a victim.
Right.
Think about these really dark, deep subjects. If people feel really disempowered afterwards, you know, it's like it's so dark,
right,
daunting.
Right, but all they have to do is choose non-participation. Just say, I'm not going to participate in this. And I know that's hard because there's a lot of peer pressure out there for a lot of things. Listen, people tell me, what are you, the last person on earth not to have a cell phone? And my answer is always the same. I don't need the tracking. I don't need the brain tumor. And I'm not that important that whatever it is somebody has to say, can't wait till I get home. But maybe I am a caveman. I don't know, Matt. Matt, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Your film is excellent. So keep me on your mailing list for sure.
I will, and I hope that you come to the event May 12th in Tucson.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to be there. All right, Matt, you take good care now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Matt Landman, check out Franken Skies. I'm telling you, it's a fabulous film. It's just a little over an hour. Spend the weekend, show it to some of your friends. It's on YouTube. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything to watch it. No excuses. Anyway, thanks for listening and supporting the show. When I say the show is life-saving information, I'm not kidding. And I'll be back tomorrow with the news. So until then, stay safe and keep your eyes on the skies.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.